Next item, public hearing, commission consideration of industry proposal to modify opening date, landing time, period, and landing limits for the directed offshore federal waters summer flounder fishery as specified for VAC 20-620-10, summer flounder. Mouthful. Go, Joe.
And good afternoon again.
Good afternoon, sir.
All right. Our offshore directed fishery is what we're going to talk about now. This is almost an annual request staff comes before you to talk about. Our offshore directed commercial fishery, to remind you, operates both under a bycatch and directed fishery aspect. The directed fishery is only open twice a year. The first time, as it is written currently, it opens up on the last Monday of February, and that is it's open for what are known as 12-day landing periods. So we'll start a 12-day landing period. The vessels licensed this fishery can land up to 7,500 pounds of flounder in either one trip or a combination of two. When we get to the end of those 12 days, if we still have quota remaining that's allocated to that, we'll extend it for another 12 or a lesser number if we think it'll be less until we catch up pretty much 70% of the total allocated commercial quota for the year. Then the directed fishery has another opening late in November currently, and that opens up another 12-day landing period, 7,500-pound vessel limit, that goes until we either finish off the quota or we get to the end of the year. In 2010, we actually, the first one, it started at the end of February, lasted 37 days, one of the longest periods we've seen in quite a while. And the second one started in late November, ended up at the very end of the year, which is something we haven't done in quite a while. And that is partially due to increases in flounder quota that's come up. Our bycatch fishery is separate. It operates under a couple strict rules, as the commission is fairly familiar with. 10% bycatch rule in combination with other species such as squid, scup. We last year put in a provision involving croaker that if you had croaker on board, we capped it at 1,500 pounds in response to some issues with discarded croaker going on, trying to take advantage of bringing in lots of flounder in the summertime for a high profit, discarding a large amount of croaker. That's kind of the background. Now, again, we're before you with another tweak to everything based on industry recommendations. We have received two different industry requests on this issue. First off came Chesapeake Bay Packing. They have requested that we change the upcoming directed fishery, the winter directed fishery, from the end of February opening to February 24th, start a little sooner, and increase the vessel limit from 7,500 to 17,500. Over 14-day time periods. The second request that came in comes from, sorry, Joe, from Amory's, Chesapeake Fisheries, Old Point Packing, and Peabody's. They have requested pretty much status quo, moving back the time period 1 week. The reason for moving it back 1 week and starting in March would be basically Easter's in late April this year. The Lent season is a very, very profitable time period for the flounder fishery. It also gives us a little bit more separation from the North Carolina fishery, which is currently open, and they usually flood the market and drive the prices down. So it would give us more separation. It would help our industry out, help the boat captains make a little better dockside value. There is one other item within the evaluation that staff brought forward. You'll notice in evaluation we've actually asked for a repeal of a section. We've asked for repealing Section 45 of the regulation. Section 45 requires vessels harvesting summer flounder outside of Virginia waters to report bycatch and discards in forms provided by us. But that information is already being gathered by National Marine Fisheries Service in their own reporting. So it's duplicative and it's not necessary. So staff is also asking for a repeal of that. Staff recommendation on the first item, though, I'm going to withhold until we hear some public comment. I understand that some of the players who wrote the letters are here today and would like to amend some of the requests. So I'll reserve the final staff recommendation on the changes to the quota until then.
Questions of Mr. Grist? Thank you, Joe.
Sir.
Who's here to wish to be heard on this matter? Come forward. Good afternoon.
Hello, Mr. Bowman.
Gentlemen. Hey.
Michelle Peabody from Peabody Corp. I was on the letter, and we're all here today except for Chesapeake Fisheries. He couldn't be here.
Okay.
It was 7,500 pounds every 12 days starting March 7th. Well, due to an increase of fuel price, we would like to make that 10,000 pounds every 15 days. When we wrote the letter on December 7th, fuel was $2.40. Today it's $2.75.
Not stopping.
With the promise of going up by everyone you can hear from on the television. So we would like it to be 10,000 pounds every 15 days.
Starting?
March 7th. Thank you.
That was easy. Thank you, Michelle. Who else? Yes, sir.
My name is Fella Daniels from Old Point Pack.
Hi, Mr. Daniels. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
Yeah, man.
There's also my name on the letter, the 75 every 12, with rising fuel costs. Same thing Michelle just told you guys. I think 10,000 pounds every 15 days not only give us more catch to help compensate for the fuel, but it'll also kind of stretch things out a little longer, getting closer to Lent. So, therefore, I'm down for 10,000 pounds every 15 days, starting March 7th.
Thank you, Mr. Daniels. Any questions, Mr. Daniels? Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Anyone else? I would say Meade, come on up. Sit back here and let anybody else do the heavy lifting. Come on.
Meade Amory with Amory Seafood in Hampton. My name's on the letter also with Fella and Michelle, and I'd just like to mention that the request from Chesapeake Bay, who has not been packing a lot of flounder over the last few years, is that would put too many fish on the market at one time and drive the price down. It wouldn't do a lot for the overall value of the resource. So that's why we want to keep it at no more than 10,000. And by doing the first Monday in March, it gets us a little bit further away from the Carolina trips. We'll still probably have a little bit of overlap, but not as much, and so it should help the price.
Any questions of Mr. Amory? Thank you, Meade. Appreciate it. Mr. Grist, is anyone else just to be here? Okay, let's hear it. Let's hear your revised recommendation after.
Revised recommendation. Staff recommends approval of the amendments to Regulation 4 VAC 2620-10, opening the first period directed fishery the first Monday in March with a 10,000-pound vessel limit per 15 days, and repealing Section 45 requiring vessels to report bycatch and discards on state forms.
What day did you say? The first Monday in March?
The first Monday in March, which
is that the 7th?
To March 7th.
Okay. All right.
Just March 7th. Okay.
Make sure we're on the same sheet of music. Matters before the commission.
I have one question.
Mr. Plumley, yes, sir.
You went a little too quickly while I was reading the current recommendation. That was 10,000 pounds?
10,000 pounds.
For 15 days beginning on the 7th?
Yes.
Okay. And that was, all right. Okay.
Adjusted from 7,500, 12 days beginning on March.
And we're not considering, or at least it's not before us from staff, the 17,000. That's not before us at all in terms of, because I thought there were three things you were talking about. There was.
Well, there can be whatever you want to make a motion to be. This is staff's recommendation. So, but
right.
Whatever.
I understood. I just wanted to make sure what you were putting before us was the.
There's two separate recommendations from industry pertaining to change in the season, and then one other recommendation from staff on repealing a section of the regulation itself pertaining to reporting. Okay. But you are correct. There are two recommendations from industry we are dealing with pertaining to changing the season itself.
I just got lost thinking there was a directed fishery recommendation, a bycatch fishery recommendation, and there was not.
We just mentioned we do have a bycatch fishery.
All right. Thank you.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Questions or comments? Matters before the commission. Mr. Bowden.
Move to approve staff's recent recommendation.
10,000 pound, 15 day, March 7th, correct? Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all very much. Thank you for your input, too. It helps a lot. It really does.